Check out Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, the podcast for millennials on the go. This podcast features guests from different walks of life who have wiggled their way into finding success in their chosen fields.
We're trying to find ourselves. We're trying to land our feet on the ground and be part of society. Who are we in society? How can we be useful?
Character development really did start when I cosplayed. You pop into troubles when you're younger and then you realize, oh, I did wrong.
Get to hear insights on how to navigate the corporate jungle, even life in general.
Put integrity first at all times, no matter what it is that you're doing, because you can never go wrong if you stick to your principles.
I just chose a hobby that I like a lot and I'm passionate about, and then just put your heart into it and then make money out of it.
Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. Download for free on Spotify. Follow the podcast and stream now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. My name's Nico, and today we have a very special guest on the podcast. She is the CEO and founder of BSA Solutions, our very own Zana Gowan-Taylor. Hi, Zana.
Hi, Nico. How are you?
I am well, definitely well. I am happy to have you today because if you remember on our earlier episodes of Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, you were the host and you got to ask me some questions. Now, this time, I get to ask the questions.
It feels like a long time ago.
I know, right? It feels like eons ago. We are approaching our second anniversary. Actually, as a matter of fact, we've already technically celebrated our second anniversary, but as our event will happen on the 18th. So it's a good time to pretty much turn back the hands of time, run it back, and give everyone a little perspective as to how things have gone, our humble beginnings as a company, where we are at as of today, and probably if we had like an imaginary curtain, let's peek into the curtain, into the future of BSA Solutions. So I know as the founder, you needed to have some people to get this going. But what gave you the idea of opening BSA Solutions?
Well, first and foremost, I had been working with several industries, and it's more like engineering and technical industries. Mm. When I got to join, I had the opportunity to join an outsourcing industry, I thought, this is actually quite easy.
Oh, okay.
Compared to the technical and engineering, it's very regulated, and it's, you know, like have a very heavy legal side of it. Outsourcing has a low barrier to entry. Anybody who has the money or anybody who is brave enough can actually go into the industry and start a business, right? So not even a year, I think it's probably like 8 months of the experience of working in outsourcing industry as an operations manager. I'm grateful for that. When I joined that company, I never had the inkling or never got any idea of actually starting an own business. So, but that didn't work out well. And then someone needs help in setting their operation because they had a problem getting people to the office and all that. And I thought, well, it's not that difficult. So that's how I started BSA. Try to help people getting back to make sure that she continues her business. And yeah, it's like compared to what I've done previously in my, you know, work life, outsourcing is pretty easy to set up.
Okay. Now, engineering, legal, and then to outsourcing. You said it was really easy to build like this kind of business, outsourcing. Now, it's funny to mention that you did this in the middle of the pandemic. That to me is like, it's very brave of you to come up with a concept of, I need to make a business. I need to run this business. I need to set up this company. I guess what I'm trying to say is, what was the extra push for you to actually do it in the pandemic?
I think it's also probably my character as well. When people say you can't do it, I will actually prove you otherwise. That's probably my character. Okay. Yeah, it was just like, no, I'm like, oh, if you tell me I can't do it, or people say, oh, there's a lot of problems, and I just go like, no, let me think about finding a way out of this problem. And that's probably my character since forever, you know, like, I like challenge. When you know, like during the pandemic, when people say, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. And I said, look, there's always a way. It can't possibly be that nobody is allowed to run a business or nobody is allowed to actually go to the office. Definitely, it's not going to be a catastrophic, you know, like business operation. All country needs to operate, continue to, you know, run business as usual. Well, you get affected, but you'll find a way.
Right on, right on. When this started, it was you and Chino. How did you get to know Chino? And when you presented the idea, was he like definitely on board immediately, or did he have some reservations? How was that?
No, he actually called me and he said, "What are you doing?" You know, because it's during the pandemic. He said, "What are you doing right now?" And I said, "Nothing really." And he asked me, he said, "Do you want to set up a business?" And I said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "What do you want to do? I'm all for it. I'm all ears, you know, like, let me know what you want to do. And then like, I can think about it." So that's how he started. He approached me. And then I said, I have never thanked him enough for actually call me. And it's not a solo journey. This is a really journey with Chino and I, how we started and all.
I kind of feel like that call was like a Shark Tank pitch. What do you want to do? Okay, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, let me think about it.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, like, I know I can do this. I can set up business, but I know my weakness. What the weakness I have is I don't know how business works in the Philippines, how you go about setting up business, who do you see, who do you go to. So those sort of things was the limitation. I don't have the skill. I don't have the expertise. Chino came to me. It was really a blessing because I said, okay, I'll do this part and you'll do that part. And then we continue on with that. Like, he looks after all the legal side of setting business in the Philippines, compliance to the rules and all that. And until now, he does that. And I'm just running the operation side.
That is a healthy mix, a healthy melange of how you're running everything, you know, from the ground up. Mm-hmm. Who was your first employee? Apart from the two of you, do you remember?
My first employee, there's a few people. Like, my first employee is actually, you know, technically, it was one person, but he didn't last very long with a client. Okay. But I would say my first employee is Yuli.
Oh, Yuli. Nice.
Ulysses. Ulysses came to us because a client approached me and said, I want this person. I used to actually hire Yuli. But I don't know where Yuli is now. So I said, okay, I'll find Yuli for you. And Yuli was the first person. I didn't even have an employment contract. I had to draft an employment contract to get Yuli in. I think he started with that one, but, you know, like, soon after, a week after, I goes like, we need to formalize this. And
right.
He's the employee number one, I would say.
And think about it. When he got in, he was basically a VA, right? And,
yes.
And now he manages a team.
In 2 years, he started with just himself in that team. Now to, I think, about 6 or 7 in the team. And he is actually the team leader.
Wow. See, think about this. If you're not familiar with the VA setup, if you're thinking like 7, that's like a small team. But when it comes to like virtual assistants, that's actually huge.
It's huge. Yes.
When you're used to like the BPO setup, you're thinking you know, there's like 20 people on your team and you're the team lead, then that's like a regular team. But for the virtual assistant side of things, when you expand to like 7-8 people in a team, that's huge. That's already huge. That's a, that means the company that you're actually working for is thriving.
Yes, it is.
They're thriving and they're putting in more people. So of course, you know, it also tells you or it gives you an idea that their partnership with the company, you know, it's going on the up and up. So that's really interesting. Yuli from a VA to a team lead running his own team. That's awesome. Now, how do you approach, you know, getting clients in? Is that more like your job, bringing more people in to the company?
Yes, it is. So when we started, the other thing that I believe in is to actually have an efficient operation. Each person needs to be accountable and responsible over certain things. Only one person. If you got, you know, like it's like if you have 2-3, then too many chefs. Mm. It's not going to work, right? You get overlapping, you get duplicating of work.
Right,
so
right.
I made sure that even now my principle is in every task, there's only one person who is the boss. So in with me and Chino, we've agreed that I look after marketing, you know, business development, recruitment, HR, the people stuff. Because, you know, like mm-hmm. Chino is very technical. Chino and I have similar professional education and training. But he's very good with money. I'm a CPA, so is Chino. But Chino is better money manager than I am. I'm good at spending. Chino is good
at
spending.
we've stressed that so much in other episodes. So especially during Chino's episode. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. So Chino looks after like the compliance thing and finance and IT. Because I said, you know, like IT is normally like blokes, guys. You know, I think Chino, you take that. It's a bit technical. So Chino looks after IT. I look after business development and all that. So for me, is so far in 2 years, we've grown like 200%, right? So we started in 2020 during pandemic with Yuli. Now we directly employ about 170 people in BSA, and then we indirectly support our bigger client, which, you know, set up her own business that we but we provide all the back end services. They are on 200, so just over 200. So all in all, we are actually now supporting about 370 from Yuli.
Sweet.
Yeah. So it is. Of as I say, it's not a solo journey. I had a lot of help from, you know, a really, really good team. With, you know, we are growing, we are learning, we are maturing. So in terms of, go back to your question as to like who actually look after finding new clients, it's me. But so far in 2 years, I had a really good job, right? An easy job, because our expansion, our growth came from word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, you know, like Yuli's client started with one, now they are seven, they are happy. People don't go out the door, everyone stays. So it's actually value adding to their business, mm-hmm. right? They just go like, okay. They actually talk to their friends and they go like, why don't you actually use BSA to actually do outsourcing?
Right.
Or, you know, like gets resource support. So it was just in 2 years, it was just word of mouth. We started with one client. Now we have about 36 clients.
Wow, 36. And again, let's stress that in 2 years, if you have like 36 teams on your company in this virtual assistant like setup, this business setup, that's huge. That's an amazing growth. Now, let's talk about the current setup. You have 36 teams, 36 clients, that is. How many people do we have currently?
370, about 370.
Wow. Mm. Well, let's give everyone a little idea of the businesses that we run.
So we have different, quite diversified industries, you know. Our biggest one is, of course, financial planning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, financial planning. Our biggest client is actually providing services for financial planners in Australia. The second biggest industry is recruitment in Australia, right? So especially this year, we've seen a high growth of recruitment companies requiring assistance because they couldn't find people in Australia. So they look out overseas. And of course, Philippines just hit that sweet spot. There's a lot of recruiters and also recruitment assistant in terms of like keeping the data clean and things like that. So that is our second biggest industry. The third biggest one is actually in construction. Yeah. Construction is, for me, it's a sweet spot for me because in my previous work life, I've always been in construction. So I sort of like know what they need in terms of their business operation.
So see, very diverse industries, they all tap in with BSA solutions. Why BSA, by the way? I forgot to ask you that question. Why BSA?
Why BSA? I think what I would like to recognize that what differentiate BSA from other outsourcing companies are that personal relationship that we give our clients. We give our time, we give our commitment and passion as well. We are as passionate as them about their business. For me, I love to see not just the virtual assistant who are working for them grow and learn new things, but my passion is also seeing the company, my clients' companies, grow and expand.
Right. So it's apart from us growing as a company, we also want to make sure that the clients get in more business. That way, we have a continued partnership with these clients. Now, these clients can be big companies. They could be like startups. It doesn't matter for as long as they trust. If that trust is built. When things are running smoothly, you know, with great communication with clients and ourselves as partners, and we can do a lot of great things together. Let's now give them an idea, like how many locations do we operate, let's say today?
So we have one in Mandawi, close to AS Fortuna. We have offices in IT Park. And we have offices in Ayala. But, Nicole, this is quite exciting for me. Also, you know, something exciting, but a bit more cautious because we're taking a next step. End of this year, we are taking a next step where at the moment, when you start, you have to actually do tightening your belt.
Okay.
You know, you have to look at your cash. You have to look like, where should you put your cash? Where do you put your money in? You know, that was about building the internal team, getting the right people in the internal team to actually help you build the business, right? So then we were just like, okay, as long as we have really good offices, really good internet and all that. So what we did was we partnered with BPO Seed. BPO Seed has helped us grow.
Right.
I can't thank them enough to be with us in this journey. They are a really good partner, very responsive. If any companies wants to sit list, I would recommend them, no doubt. Now we are ready to embark on the journey ourselves and we are moving to our own office.
Oh, okay, okay. This is fun.
Yes, yes. So, but it's a really nice facility and where we can actually have our own identity in there. And it's like you're renting a place and now you have money to buy your own place, your own house, and then you can actually make the house how you want it. So that's how it feels, you know, like moving to your own house.
Ooh, sweet. We can't tell them yet where it is. Okay, now I've been to the place. I can't tell you where, but it's big. You will have the idea that it's really a family because now everyone, you can see everyone on the floor pretty much, and everyone has their own spots on the floor and everything. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. I am so excited about this. And by the way, congratulations to the to you and Chino and everyone in the internal team for making this all possible. This is fun. I'm excited.
I love it too. I think there's a warmth about it. You know, like it's not like a clinical office bone, but it's actually has, it feels like home. When I move, like when I saw that and I just feel like, yeah, this is us, you know, it feels like home.
For sure they will. Think about it. from a lot of locations and now you see each other every day, even if you're on the floor, you're doing different things. But the fact of the matter is you now see each other. You now feel like, oh, I belong. This is my spot. This is where I work now.
Correct.
And if you're really lucky, you get to see everything from the window. It's huge. It's massive. You see the city. Love it. Mm. I know the guys from IT. They don't have BO seats to cover up for them if they mess things up. But again, these are growing pains, and these are. These are some things that we are preparing for once everyone's on the floor. And if that's like a problem for IT, how much more for Zana and Chino who built everything from the ground up? This is like, it's like having another baby. You get what I mean? It's challenging, I know, but for sure, you know, if you have the right intentions, I think you will definitely go places. And we have for this 2 years. Now, what's in store for BSA in the next years to come?
Well, we would like to actually provide more opportunities. One is like organically, I want everyone to step up, as in everyone gets a promotion, everyone get recognition. Not in BSA for the virtual assistant, is that they get recognized of their value to the business in Australia.
Right.
So the businesses in Australia actually say, look, I can't live without Nico. You know, like Nico has played a vital role in our business operation and our growth. Mm-hmm. And then they get promoted in the Australian organization structure. So it's not just someone sitting outside and support them and nobody knows them, but they are a part of management in Australia.
Ooh.
My aim is that whoever who has been with me, for example, Yuli, right? Yuli is important in the growth of the business. They listen to what Yuli has to say. They listen to Yuli's recommendation advice. So that's one of the things. There are a few others in the business right now who is actually in a senior role in Australian organization structure.
Sweet. I hope that our associates also get to feel that growth has to be existent in a company for you to be able to want to come to the office. I mean, come on. If you're just coming in just to, you know, I'll need my money for the next 15 days, for the next 30 days. If that's really your only motivation, that's a little sad because seriously, growth is definitely important. You know, as you climb up the corporate ladder. So I hope if you're listening to this podcast, I hope you also have that in the back of your head. What's going to happen to me in 6 months, in a year, in 2 years? There has to be like short-term to long-term goals.
Mm.
And I guess that's also the reason why, apart from construction, legal, and now you're running a virtual assistant business, that's the reason why you have been successful, because I know, Zana, that you have short and long-term goals.
Yeah, I really want people to actually enjoy the job. You know, like how I started BSA and it's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's growing pains, but because I enjoyed it so much, it doesn't feel like job. It doesn't feel like work. It was just like an extension of my family thing. You know, like this is one of the things you do for your family. BSA is that extension.
Right. And I know for a fact that you're a grinder. So I know that you will always find a way. Zana, I know you're a very busy person, but I wanted you just maybe to wrap things up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the floor is yours if you want to thank, you know, anyone and everyone. I'll let you be and probably give us a message for everyone at the company.
Firstly, of course, I would like to thank God for making it easy for me, for giving me this, you know, blessing. Second, my husband, who has been the biggest supporter, encouraging me. When I hit the roadblock, he would say, of course you can do it. You know, he never stopped me from believing in myself. Thirdly, of course, Chino, for being such an excellent partner. I could never have a better partner. We are where we are today because of Chino as well. You know, not just me, it's Chino's work. Chino did a lot of work in this. The internal team. So the initial ones were Sally, James, and Clark, who have been with me and tirelessly put in their time and commitment. They love BSA as I do. It's because of them as well. And now the internal team has grown from 4 to, we are now, I think, 35.
Oh.
Yeah, we are now in 35. So as we grow, I also recognize that the internal team needs to grow to support the VAs. So yeah, we've grown as the number of VA grow.
Yeah, so we are looking forward to the new place. We can't tell you where it is. I've been there. Ha ha ha. So I am so excited. I'm really excited because it's nice to see that, you know, as we grow from one VA and one team to more teams now to more associates, and now we're moving into a new facility. Now we have a lot more things to cover, but then it's just amazing to see the growth, and I can't wait to do another episode where we talk about the 3 years and then the 4 years of BSA and then the 5 years. How many more people have we put in? How many clients have we also brought in too? That's, again, something, it's motivation, not only for you, but for me and for everyone. We just want to see the company thrive and help more people out. And I guess that's also one of the biggest reasons why we have been successful. If this is success, this 2 years, I'm looking forward to the third year, the fourth year, the fifth year of BSA.
Yes, me too. I'm really looking forward to it, especially like for the associates. I don't want to lose the, like, I really want the associates to stay with me. And if they actually decide to leave, is they decide to leave to Australia because they get an offer from their clients to actually move to Australia. And I would be, you know, I would be ecstatic if they actually get that offer.
There you go. So, man, I am so happy to be part of this ride. Zana, thank you so much for giving us the time to do the podcast. Now, I know you're a very busy person, right? After this, I know it's going to be meetings after meetings. It's a Monday here in the country, so it's going to be a long day. Yes, for Zana. But thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you, Nico.
You're very much welcome. And to everyone who's listening, I hope you learned a lot of things today for Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, featuring, of course, our very own CEO and founder, Zana Gowan-Taylor. We'll see you on the next one. Y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Check out Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, the podcast for millennials on the go. This podcast features guests from different walks of life who have wiggled their way into finding success in their chosen fields.
We're trying to find ourselves. We're trying to land our feet on the ground and be part of society. Who are we in society? How can we be useful?
Character development really did start when I cosplayed. You bump into troubles when you're younger, and then you realize, oh, I did wrong.
Get to hear insights on how to navigate the corporate jungle, even life in general.
Put integrity first at all times, no matter what it is that you're doing, because you can never go wrong if you stick to your principles.
I just chose a hobby that I like a lot and I'm passionate about, and then just put your heart into it and then make money out of it.
Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. Download for free on Spotify. Follow the podcast and stream now